be very simple, because if you have some knowledge, then it's become quite easier to communicate. First of all, for example, for those people who use wheelchairs, then quite simple recommendation is don't touch the wheelchair. Sit at the eyesight level of the person, so you are on the same level. And it makes for both persons a very comfortable place how to communicate with each other. The other thing is, if you communicate or speak with person with intellectual disability, let's do with the person itself, but not the assistant. Yes, it's quite often people are asking if we are allowed to speak with person with visual impairment, to say, I see, or can you see, for example, yes? And we ask the persons with the visual impairment to answer on these questions themselves. It's acceptable for them or not? As, for example, also for persons who use the wheelchair, it's not something very terrible if the other person say, let's go, for example, yes? Those who don't know, they think that it's quite, how to say, they can't work. If we will not hate them to say, let's go, for example.
And Dinah, what would you say are the main challenges people with disabilities face in your country today?
Today, it's due to this COVID-19 pandemic situation. I think the main thing about what people are thinking about is the accessibility of healthcare and social care services. The other thing is that, of course, the people with disabilities face the same problems as all other persons. It's work for home, for example. Yes, it's closed possibilities to get some cultural events, to participate in cultural events or sports, for example. If we are not speaking only about the COVID-19 situation, then the most things about what persons with disabilities are thinking about are accessibility of environment, because it's needed to be actively involved into society. It's questions of employment, they are very still very actual, and for children with disabilities, it's questions of education in mainstream schools.
And finally, what are your plans for the future of the organization?
I think we will work in the same way, with the same themes, about the human rights, the environment accessibility, and provision of social services, like support of social mentors and social assistants. So our tasks will remain also the employment possibilities for persons with disabilities, as well as the organization of volunteers supporting persons with disabilities.
This concludes our discussion with Dinah Pozina from Apeirons. Apeirons is a disability organization in Latvia. To find out more about the organization, please go to their website at www.apeirons.lv. That's www.apeirons.lv. Once again, a small pause here at Inside Special Needs, and we chose Billy Joel for that. The U.S. singer and songwriter's songs are sung around the world, as former U.S. President Barack Obama once said, but not many people around the world know that Billy Joel once suffered from depression. Here's now Billy Joel with Big Man on Mulberry Street. the world-famous U.S. singer and songwriter Billy Joel with Big Man on Mulberry Street. Billy Joel is said to have been suffering from depression for many years. You are listening to Inside Special Needs with me, Alex Nye. We will now welcome Peter Knapp from Lucy to our show. Lucy is a U.S. company specializing in smart technology for wheelchair users. Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Peter, maybe let's start with a brief history of Lucy. So how did it all start?
Lucy was really founded out of trying to solve a need for a family member. So the co-founders are both brothers, one of whom, interestingly enough, is a Grammy-nominated songwriter here in Nashville, mostly doing country music songwriting. But he has a daughter who was born 16 weeks early. She has cerebral palsy, and she's 20 now, so she's an adult child, but she's basically been living in a power wheelchair for most of her life. And when she got her first power wheelchair, it hadn't been calibrated yet or set up yet, and she was going to have to use switches instead of a joystick where you just press buttons to move forwards and sideways. And while they were putting her in it, she pressed the forward button, and it took off down the hall, and the salesperson and Barry, the dad, were hanging on to the back of it, but the machine was so powerful, it crashed through a wall in the hospital. Luckily, it wasn't a concrete wall. It was a, you know, sheetrock wall, and she was not hurt, but basically it scared the family at that point. And unfortunately, they didn't really let Catherine drive the chair for a good part of the next year or more because, you know, they weren't really being educated on the importance of mobility for their child's development at that time. So they know better now that they should have just kept after it. But, you know, it kind of scared him. And then later on, he was writing a song with a friend of his, and his friend had to leave because his mom, who happens to be in the same model of wheelchair as Catherine was badly injured in a wheelchair accident. She had taken a ramp at a bad angle and fallen and really gotten hurt pretty badly and had to go to the hospital. And so it really caused the family to look hard at the wheelchair safety. And, you know, their view of it was there has to be something better. And so they started to do a bunch of research, and they found that there wasn't. And as Barry says, as a songwriter, that's a pretty short story. Dad wants to help daughter. If it weren't for his brother, Jared, who happens to be a genius product engineer with decades in really advanced product engineering. And so he called his brother Jared, and they started down the path. And that's kind of the background of how Lucy got started.
Now, most accidents with wheelchairs are said to stem from the wheelchair tipping over and sometimes also from collisions. Now, how does your company address these common problems?
So Lucy is actually using some highly advanced sensor fusion technology, which uses multiple types of sensors to get basically a 360-degree view of the wheelchair and its environment. And it refreshes that view multiple times a second. So it's combining those multiple sensor feeds, which is called sensor fusion, because each sensor type, whether it's a camera or a radar or an ultrasonic sensor, they have these strengths and weaknesses. And none of them are a magic solution. A great example would be a camera might see right through a glass wall or door and not recognize it as an obstacle in the way. But a radar would definitely see that. And so Lucy is combining this overlapping sensor feed, and it cross-checks each other to make sure that it's a really confident view of the world. And it then combines that view of the world with the input from the driver. And it provides obstacle detection to avoid collisions, and it's providing edge detection to find unsafe steps or curbs to prevent those tip overs and falls. And lastly, it's securely connected to the cloud, which provides real-world technology inclusion, such as text alerts to caregivers or loved ones if there ever was an incident. And that's at a level that really isn't in the wheelchair industry today. How it started was really after the family started looking and not finding a better solution, they wrote down at least 42 stories of all the things they wished a wheelchair would do. And it basically came back with, if you make the chair situationally aware, and if you put a brain on it or a computer and connect it to the cloud, over time, you should be able to deliver all of those things, because there's really nothing technology can't do. You just have to kind of define what it is you want to do and then go after it.
Peter, let me ask you, does your smart frame actually require a new wheelchair, or can it be fitted to existing ones?
So Lucy is designed as an aftermarket accessory to wheelchairs, so it can be used with both a new wheelchair and an existing wheelchair. And that was important to us to make sure that we could help as many people as possible with the product. Importantly, to work properly, the technology needs to be specifically designed for a particular make and model of wheelchair. So the individual does need to make sure that their wheelchair is compatible with Lucy. You can't take it from one model of wheelchair to another and have it work right. And if you think about it, that's because each wheelchair has slightly different measurements and designs of where the wheels sit. So our smart frame is specifically designed to that wheelchair model, and it's smart because it locks all those sensors into the proper and ideal position between the seat and the base, out of the way of the user, to make sure that the chair is going to be able to perform the best.
I understand that your smart frame is meant for electric wheelchairs. Peter, let me ask, is there actually no way to protect users of manual wheelchairs from accidents?
I mean, obviously, we started with power wheelchair safety and connectivity because the founders had family members in power wheelchairs. And the reality is those power wheelchairs are really heavy. Many of those chairs are 350 pounds or more, which I think would be around 160 kilograms. And they have these powerful engines with lots of torque, and those can significantly add to the severity of the injury. So that's where we started. For example, Barry's daughter, Catherine, has around 20 screws in her spine from one of her surgeries. So if she were to fall, and the physics of that huge, heavy chair were to fall on her, it'd be catastrophic. You know, manual wheelchairs are obviously much more lighter weight, and the user is much more in control of the drive, because it's self-propelled. And so what I'd say is we're thinking about manual wheelchair riders all the time. They have additional safety concerns, such as their shoulders from all the strain that pushing the wheelchair has, or pressure injuries from the seating. And so we're thinking about manual wheelchair riders and their safety all the time. But we first got to get started with power, because that's where we started the company.
Some less tech-savvy users may be reluctant to put their safety into the hands of technology they find difficult to handle. So, Peter, let me ask you, do wheelchair users opting for your smart frame actually have to be tech-savvy?
Actually, no. One of the core design requirements that we had was we had to meet a very wide capability set of the different users with different diagnoses and different types of disabilities. So we always want to keep the driver in control of their driver experience. You know, what we have found based on people we've talked to and met with is that users really don't want a robot to drive them around. They want the freedom and independence and confidence to navigate their world safely, but they want to be in control of where they go and how they drive. So really, a Lucy user operates the chair with Lucy just like they would drive the chair normally. You know, today's wheelchairs are kind of quite dumb, really, with almost no embedded technology. And because of that, before Lucy, the user was really forced to drive within the limited capability of the machine. They needed to switch programs and switch speeds as they would get into different, more challenging situations, which impacts their confidence and, in many cases, causes people not to want to go into certain situations just because it's too hard to do. So part of what we've done at Lucy is we flipped the thinking on its head and we've configured it based on the reaction time of the user. So that's a massive shift. So Lucy is keeping the driver's world within their ability to react to it. And that's how you can have the same system work for somebody with poor vision or some cognitive disabilities or some muscle control issues, the same as somebody who has spinal cord injury, but maybe has the full reaction time available to them. And so by doing that, this creates a very natural and seamless driving experience for the user. They're always in control of where they go, and just Lucy is kind of like a second set of eyes and ears to make sure they don't get themselves into a dangerous situation or avoid a collision.
And let me also ask you about the feedback you have received from users of your smart frame. Can you share some of the feedback with us?
You know, it's funny. I'm quite surprised at the worldwide response we're getting. I mean, there was no way a year ago if you would have asked me if I would be on the radio in Switzerland talking about Lucy. I just would have never believed it. So the feedback has been incredible, much more positive than we had ever thought. Our early users, we've had some that have not been safe enough to drive power wheelchairs before Lucy. And for them, it's a game changer. Obviously, they love the confidence and freedoms that that brings. So like one of our users in Colorado was not able to safely drive in their own home for 8 years before they got Lucy. And so now they can confidently drive in their own home. Another user was released, going to be released from the hospital after his injury with a manual mobility solution that he couldn't self-propel. So he was going to have to rely 100% on a caregiver to navigate him through his world. And now with Lucy, he can independently gain powered mobility. And he was super emotional about it and shook one of the founder's hands and said, thank you, this is my life. There was another user where the mom cried because after 38 years, her daughter has never been able to navigate and drive like she was able to with Lucy. And that's the beauty of doing it to the user's reaction time, is they end up looking like the world's best driver of power wheelchairs because the system is giving them time to react based on the dynamic changes that are happening in their environment. So I would say it's been really positive so far. We're just getting started. But so far, clinicians, the industry salespeople, the manufacturers, and the users have all had very positive reactions. For the most part, they just can't believe somebody did it because there's no insurance code coverage in the United States for it. And so most companies won't go and develop something that makes a difference if they don't know how they're going to get paid for it. And in this case, you have a dad with a daughter who said, I don't really care about the business economics. I want to solve the problem. And that's how new stuff comes about.
And finally, what are your plans for the future of Lucy?
As I said, we're just launching in the U.S. just now in the first quarter of 2021. So we're working hard to expand the models that we're compatible with to add more and more wheelchair brands and models out there to expand who can use Lucy. We're also expecting to come the second half of this year, start to expand outside of the United States. Obviously, we're starting in the United States because that's where we're located, but we'd love to start addressing some of the global outreach we've gotten from people looking to get distribution in Europe, in Australia, in Canada, in South America, and start to expand globally. And we're looking at all the time new capabilities and products to build on the platform. Once you have this chair that's situationally aware and it's smart and it's connected, there's a massive amount of possibilities that can get added to improve the day-to-day experience of the user in their power wheelchair. So I would also point to, if you go to our website and there's a little section where we've created a white paper called Judging Smart, which is basically a challenge to the entire wheelchair industry to no longer leave people living with disabilities behind when it comes to smart and connected technology. And so that gives you a few hints of where we think the industry should go and where we want to lead it. So that's kind of our view of where the future should be.
This concludes our discussion with Peter Knapp from Lucy. Lucy is a US company specializing in smart technologies for wheelchair users. To learn more about Lucy, please visit their website at www.lucy.com. That's www.lucy.com. This also brings us to the end of this edition of Inside Special Needs with me, Alex Nye. Coming up next are our colleagues from Aikiri Yayin, so please stay tuned. And we end this episode of Inside Special Needs with the famous US rock band Kiss. The singer and bassist of Kiss is Paul Stanley. He was born with microtia, a deformity of the outer ear. Here's now Kiss with their song, I Was Made for Loving You.
I wanna lay it at your feet.